Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. I was just hanging out on my Instagram page for Kid Short Stories, and Lucy and Izzy gave me an awesome idea for a story that you can too. So if you're not following our Instagram page, you definitely should do that so that you can hang out live with me on video when I do that. Well, are you guys ready for this amazing story of capturing a purple ninja? Me too! Let's go! It was a perfect day for crafting. Any day is a perfect day for crafting, but especially today for Lucia and Izzy as they were building some awesome things with hot glue. Have you ever used hot glue before? It can be a little dangerous, so you'd definitely have to make sure that your grown-ups are around. But using popsicle sticks or paper or pipe cleaners, you can build some of the most amazing projects I've ever seen. We love to use hot glue in my family, and we've built some pretty cool structures. Well, Lucia and Izzy were in the middle of that when they got an alert from HQ. Hey, Izzy, can you hand me some of those pieces of pipe cleaners over there? I'm almost done making this creature. Lucia was building this adorable monster. It was pretty fuzzy and had lots of arms and legs and googly eyes, and it was very cool. Yeah, sure, here you go, said Izzy. Bzz, 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 bzz. Did you hear that? Said Izzy. Oh yeah, let's go. Lucia and Izzy dropped everything that they were doing and ran to their room to check their walkie-talkies. There was a message waiting for them from HQ. Lucia was the first one there and pushed the button.
Lucia and Izzy, this is HQ. We have been tracking the Purple Ninjas, and it appears that they have been in the Dallas area for quite some time. We need you to set up a trap in your backyard to try and catch them. Use whatever you have available. We're running out of time. We do not have time to send you any more supplies. Good luck.
Can you believe it? We have a chance to catch a real purple ninja, said Izzy.
I know, but what are we going to use? HQ doesn't have enough time to send us like a real trap. How in the world are we going to catch a purple ninja?
Well, we could use some like glue. I know we have the glue blasters, and we could probably... remember the purple ninjas? They always love tree houses. Maybe we could make some kind of fake tree house in the tree in the backyard and then lay glue on the ground. That could actually work. The two girls raced back downstairs to grab all the popsicle sticks, pipe cleaners, and paper that they had in their craft closet. They actually had quite a bit. I think we have enough to actually make a treehouse, said Lucia.
All right, well, we're running out of time. Let's go, said Izzy,
as they grabbed everything that they needed and raced out the door. There it was. There was a beautifully perfect tree in their backyard that was perfect for a trap. As they started designing this amazing treehouse made of popsicle sticks, paper, and pipe cleaners, it was amazing. Hey, Izzy, can you hand me some of that more hot glue? I ran out of the hot glue sticks. Yeah, here you go. Izzy handed Lucia a whole bunch of more hot glue sticks. Hey, girls, what are you doing out here? Oh, hey, Dad, said Izzy. It's a long story, but we're building a trap to catch a purple ninja.
A purple ninja? Said their dad. Are they actually nearby?
Yes, we just got a message from HQ that they were last seen here in Dallas. We have to do this fast. We could actually use your help, Dad, said Lucia.
Okay, I'll go get the ladder. Just hang on.
Yeah, their dad is actually pretty awesome. He's on the spy team. There's actually a lot of parents and grown-ups that are on the spy team. You see, your parents were kids once, and they've been on the spy team for a very long time. So it's always great to get their help when we're trying to catch a purple ninja. Their dad came running back with a very tall ladder. He was going to be able to put on the roof for the treehouse with a whole bunch of popsicle sticks.
We might actually be able to do this in time,
said Lucia, realizing that the three of them working together, wow, they were able to work really fast.
If you had an unlimited supply of popsicle sticks, what would you build with your glue gun, with your hot glue sticks?
Would you rather build a treehouse or like a car?
Whoa, those are some cool options. Or maybe a boat. I might want to build a boat.
That would be pretty cool if that actually floated on the water.
As Lucia, Izzy, and their dad were finishing up this very important project, they finished it by putting a door at the entrance.
All right, this is looking great, guys, said their dad.
This is the coolest thing we've ever built, said Izzy.
All right, now it's time to lay the glue on the floor. Once the purple ninjas see this treehouse, they won't be able to resist coming inside. And then maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to catch one on our glue trap.
They laid a whole bunch of glue down on the floor of the treehouse. This would be perfect. You see, purple ninjas, they have a really hard time resisting treehouses. I don't know why, but purple ninjas just really like treehouses. Well, I do too. So, I understand purple ninjas. We like the same things.
Wait a second. Am I a purple ninja?
Oh, no. I am not a purple ninja. We just happen to both like treehouses.
All right. It's all ready. Let's go inside, said Lucia.
Lucia, Izzy, and their dad climbed down from the ladder, put everything away so nothing looked suspicious, and went inside to eat a snack.
Oh, how long do you think this is going to take? Said Izzy.
I don't know. Maybe it'll work. I hope it'll work, said Lucia.
Meanwhile, up at the stinky blimp lab, the purple ninjas had seen something that they really wanted to check out.
Oh my goodness! Do you guys see that treehouse over there? It looks so cool! Look at this!
The purple ninjas were handing binoculars back and forth to each other from the blimp lab up in the clouds.
Wow, that does look pretty awesome. But it's probably a trap. Treehouses, I can't tell you how many traps the spies have tried to catch us with. I just don't want to take the risk.
Well, I kind of want to check it out for myself.
I'm going to do it. I don't think it's a trap. I think it's a real treehouse, and I'm totally going to check it out.
The purple ninja put on one of his jetpacks. Yes, unfortunately, the bad guys have jetpacks too. And he blasted off down to the treehouse.
Guys, this is so cool. It's like someone made this out of popsicle sticks. This is the coolest treehouse I've ever seen. You gotta come down and see it.
He took one step inside and stepped in the glue.
What is this? Oh no! Is that glue? Ah!
Izzy and Lucia grabbed their walkie-talkie.
Shh! HQ! HQ! Come in! We caught one!
Shh! Wow! Great job! I can't believe that actually worked, said HQ. We'll send a team now to collect the purple ninja. Over and out.
Great job, Lucia, Izzy, and your dad. You guys did a super duper job setting that trap. Wow, maybe we need to set some more treehouse glue traps. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shout outs. I want to say hey to William from Virginia, Jet from Alabama, Hamza and Layla from Toronto, Canada, Grayson and Haley from San Diego, California, Camden from Los Angeles, California, Oscar and Harley from New Zealand, Harris from British Columbia, and Kian from Singapore. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.